Welcome everybody. Share number 1124. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moisha Doiv. Ben Rebaran Zis Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha. Lerfu Shalem Yosef Chaim Ben Libar Nina and Lerfu Shalem Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad Trapping. Okay, I just want to talk about something which we discussed in the past, not really to do with Tzad Trapping right now, but like two Shiurim ago, we also spoke about something back from Zireya. How, in general, I just want to explain, even though we move on to another malacha, we always mention that as shailas come up, interesting shailas, interesting points, interesting ha'aras, we sometimes go back to various different, malachas and just mention that point that was brought up. Sometimes it's extremely important, issues to talk about. So, be it as it may, we spoke about a while back, reference to a gardener. A gardener comes to the house, right? People have gardening contracts with gardening companies. I have my garden, and they come once a month or twice a month, whatever the case is. And they come to do the garden. They cut the grass and they blow the leaves, whatever has to be done. Now, the question is, and they come during the week, fine. But now the question is, we spoke about last time, if they come on Shabbos, one has to tell them that they cannot work on the garden. Because what is, again, when we are not learning right now the halachas of Amir La'akim, telling a non-Jew to do a malacha that is usa to do and how that malacha works, it's not a malacha. The halachas of Amir La'akim, we're not learning that right now, but it did come up in one of the Sfarim, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, where when we were talking about Zareya planting and Kaitzer uprooting, he did mention in reference to the gardener, if they happen to come on Shabbos, one does have to tell them not to do the garden. So a person could ask the question, what do you mean? They're doing it, it's sort of possibly daite de nafshe, they're doing it on their own. So we explained at that time, since it's mechubla karka, they're coming, they're working your ground and in your house, in your area, in other words, in your backyard, your front yard, whatever the case is, this is problems of Maris Ayin, where people see that it's yours. It's not a question of Adaita de Nafshi. It's one of the categories of the halachas of Amir La'akim, of telling a guy to do certain things on Shabbos. One of the categories in Isurim is Maris Ayin, and that would apply if people see them doing work in your house. For example, when it would not apply, right? If you, let's say a person goes, they bring their suit to a cleaner's on Thursday, for example, a Friday morning, a non-Jewish cleaner. Why I say Friday morning? Because we'll see there's different times, possibly if you bring it too close to Shabbos, could be problematic. We're not going to get into all that now. There's many, many halachas of Amir La'akim, how that works in reference to telling a guy to do something on Shabbos, when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to, so obviously we're not getting into that at all. But in general, if somebody brings a suit to the cleaners on Thursday or Friday morning, so they tell the cleaners, good, I'll pick it up Sunday, Monday, whatever. So that's fine. If the guy decides to do it on Shabbos, so that's his problem. That's what we call a daita de nafshi. You bring your car to the mechanic, right, Thursday, whatever, then the guy can fix it Friday, the guy can fix it Sunday. You say, yeah, I'll pick it up Monday morning. I'm just giving a wild example. So that's fine. That's a daita de nafshi. But it was when they come to your house, when the non-Jew comes to your house to do malacha, like in the case of the gardener, right? He's doing the front garden, back garden, cutting, whatever the case is. So that falls under the category of Maris Ayin, and that's not allowed to be done. Okay, so we said at that time, if the gardener taka comes on Shabbos, one has to tell them not to do the work. And so the point I want to stress right now is a couple of things. Number one on Shabbos. Number two on Yom Tov also. If he comes on Yom Tov, same thing applies. And not just on Yom Tov, but even on Chol HaMoed. If the gardener comes on Chol HaMoed, you know, this week is Chol HaMoed, let's say, and then they decide to come on Tuesday. It's your turn on Tuesday, your turn for the month. They're doing this block. Also, the same thing. You have to tell them the guy can't start doing all the gardening for you on Chol HaMoed either. It's not just a question of Shabbos, not just a question of Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed also, one has to be careful, if the gardener comes, they have to tell them, they have to come back after Chol HaMoed, after Yom Tov, of course, and so on. Okay, so Lemaisa, just to again, we're not doing Amir La'akim, but if it's Mechubla Karka, meaning it's my grounds and it's for me, they're coming, like in a case of that, for gardening and so on, so then in all these instances, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, they have to be told they have to come back at a different time. There is a time and place, actually, that where they would be allowed, even though it's on my property, quote unquote, so to say. Let's say the electric company is coming to fix cables, you know, their cables. It's nothing to do with me. Good, it's on my grounds. It happened to be in my backyard. I remember I used to have a store years ago, and we had certain, many times the phone company had to come in our backyard to fix the lines for the entire block. Nothing even to do with me. It happens to be, punk, they were in our backyard of our store, so they had to actually walk. There was no way of getting there. They had to walk through the store. So, but whatever the case is, doesn't matter. Be it as it may, if their cables or their, their electric lines or whatever, the phone company or their cables, their lines, whatever the case is, it happens to be punked on my property. So then they come and they have to start fixing or whatever, and it has nothing to do with me. It could be it's for my house, it could be for the whole block, it could be for whatever, but they have their own maintenance on their own equipment. So then in a case like that, even though it's what we call mechubal lekarka, it's on my grounds. Mechubal lekarka in general means it's my grounds, it's my property, my grounds. You know, it doesn't mean badafka, they're uprooting the ground, but they're working on my grounds, but people see it's my house, and that's it. So in a case like that, that would be okay. One would not have to chase them away. In other words, one would not have to tell the electric company, well, you're coming to work on your cables, for chveisishvos, whatever it is, but since it's on my property, and it's my Sabbath, it's my Yom Tov, Chalamayit, whatever, you can't go out, you know, I'm not going to let you in, or I'm not going to, not a question of letting in, I'm not going to let you work on it now, because of the fact it's my Sabbath, it's my Yom Tov. I'm just giving you an example, if these things come up. But since the fact that they're not doing it for me per se, even though it might actually be my cables, but they're doing their regular maintenance. They weren't called. They're doing whatever has to be done on their electrical equipment, which punct happens to be on my grounds, whether in the front, the back, or whatever. So then once they come, one would not have to chase them away, or to tell them, I don't mean chase away, but to tell them nicely to leave. You could leave them do whatever they do, because of the fact they're doing whatever they have to do for their own stuff. But the point is, what we want to make from today's shiur is that when it's for me, then one does have to know that, like in the case of the gardening or so on, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, that's also what we're stressing today, they do have to be sent away and told to come at a different time. Okay, again, it's not the halachas of Amir La'akam of telling a guy what to do right now, but we did, since we happened to have mentioned it a short while back, I did want to bring out a few different points that were brought to my attention, which is very important to mention in conjunction with those halachas. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.